Proud and stubborn Aloysius Kromp played his role perfectly in the public square the next morning. Standing with his hands behind his back, lashed through a loop in a heavy pole, he had answered Dinero's accusations of treason and murderous intent by spitting in the bishop's face. That only made it all the more delicious for Dinero.
By the great glory of God, I sentence this heretic to death.
The bishop brought forth a gemstone, a serpentine, and summoned its bluish-white protective shield, not around himself, but around the surprised Kromp. One woman at the back of the crowd, standing more in an alley than in the square, recognized the glow, though she couldn't fathom the reasoning behind putting it around the accused merchant. Pony watched quietly, and so did Dainsey, standing beside her, asking her question after question without waiting for answers. Bishop Dinero brought up a second protective shield, this one around himself, and then held forth another stone, glittering red.
Ruby for fire. Though no fire will have much effect on either of the men with the serpentine shields about them,
then why?
Pony shook her head, but then her eyes widened and her mouth gaped. As she watched Dinero plunge his ruby-holding hand through Crumb's serpentine shield, holding the red gem against the man's shoulder.
In God's name, I give you one final chance to denounce your actions, Aloysius Crumb. One last chance to admit your treason against the King of Hans the Bear and live.
Burn in hell, you foul devil!
In the name of the King, then, let the fires of God cleanse you! And may he have mercy on your tainted soul! Vacus Draconis Incendium!
The fireball's energy bulged and shook the serpentine shield, but no flames could pass through that barrier, nor could Kromp.
He's alive with fire!
Kromp was consumed suddenly, brutally. The energy of the fiery burst incinerating his clothing, his skin, evaporating his bodily fluids. Dinero pulled his hand back and dropped the serpentine shields. And the blackened, tattered remains of Aloysius Kromp tumbled to the platform.
God be praised!
The bishop walked away, his last duty done, eager for the road that would bring him to Nightbird.